Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What's up, everybody? We're at the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest this weekend. Episode number 91, where I was going to say we're live, but we're not exactly live because it's coming to you after the show's over. So we're going to talk about the show a little bit. We'll talk about the people who stopped by, some stuff we got coming up, and kind of just give you guys the rundown of what's going on here at the Deer and Beer Fest. So episode number 91. This is the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. We're here at the Deer and Beer Fest. This is, it's technically fourth year of, I mean, it started in 2019, but they didn't have it 2020, 2021 for the COVID stuff. If you guys listened to our last episode, I don't know if it was the last one or not, but the last episode we did with Cole Thompson that runs the show up here, he kind of told you guys all about that. They canceled those couple years. We tried to get up here in 2020. We tried to come again in 21, but then we made it up here last year and then back again this year, obviously. It's been a great show so far. We're sitting here recording this on Saturday afternoon. I think better than last year, bigger and better than last year. I think it's probably going to get that way every year.
It's a nice show. I wasn't here last year, but absolutely not disappointed in anything.
They got a lot of cool stuff going on. They've got guys mounting deer heads over here by us. And of course, they've got the Trophies of Grace display where you got all the 300, 200 plus inch deer. A lot of big names here that you guys would know. PSE, Bowtech is here. Elite Archery is here. Matthews is here. All the big bow companies. The working class guys are over here. They help out with the after party. It's a really good show, especially for this time of year. We talked to Cole about that. There's not a lot of stuff going on in August show-wise, so it's good to have that. But before we get into too much about the show or get going too much, I want to say thanks to everybody who did stop by and say hi, and all those you that are new listeners now that stopped by and subscribed. We will do the drawing for the camera soon, so make sure you stay in tune for that. The number it will be coming from when I text you is an 895 number, so I know sometimes if you're like me, you see a weird number and you don't respond to it or you don't open it or you don't answer it if I try to call you. So just know it's going to come from a 895, a 618-895. That'll be the number it comes from when I get let you, whoever wins the camera that we're giving away up here, I'll let you know that way, just to give you guys a heads up. But we appreciate everybody who stopped and talked to us, the ones who already listened, the ones who were listening for the first time. Luke Oswald just went by, so had to say hi to him. He's with the Publicly Challenged podcast. He's up here, too. If you guys haven't checked him out, we actually did an episode with him. We told a wild hog hunting story.
Absolutely a class story.
About when they went and speared some 100%. Hogs down in Texas. So, but check his podcast out, too. It's Publicly Challenged. He's up here doing some stuff, so maybe some of you guys even heard of him up here as well. But, again, back to the new listeners. Appreciate you guys tuning in and checking it out. I hope you guys stay tuned for the fall. I know I've been talking to you guys about what we're going to do this fall, not only on the podcast, but here at the show. We're going to try to do a more traditional hunting show type of thing. So we're going to do like a weekly episode where we're going to come out with what went on that week with the team as far as hunting goes. Hopefully have some nice deer on the ground this fall that we can bring to you guys, too.
What about us old listeners? Can we hear? Can we listen to you?
I guess you can. Okay. If you've been listening for a while, you already know that probably.
That's true.
We got all that going on. And then also we kind of debuted, I guess, at the show. We are going to start doing some waterfowl stuff this fall. And I talked about that a little bit last year. We're going to start doing a Wednesday episode for the waterfowl for podcasts. We're going to do that as well. But we've also got decoys now. So we're doing the silhouette type decoys. It's going to be From the Heavens Waterfowl. It's going to be the name of it. It's going to be by Ridge Hunter Outdoors. It's going to be the same but separate. We're going to do some decoys and some apparel and stuff like that. So be on the lookout for it. We're doing pre-orders right now on the decoys. We're running a show special all this weekend, but for those of you who are interested in it, just send us an email or get a hold of us through the website, and I'll kind of give you the rundown on what's going on there. So, but otherwise, be on the lookout for that coming up too, the apparel and the decoys. We're going to have all that stuff ready to go as soon as possible so you guys can get that before the goose hunting season gets here. So that's exciting that we got that kind of out there, and we're going to start doing that waterfowl podcast this fall as well. So far, I know we do this at Iowa when we do that one. What's been your favorite part of the show?
You know, just I like to go around and talk to other vendors because, you know, I'm a consumer as well. I go out and hunt and I'd fish and, you know, I like talking to the other vendors around for sure.
Yeah, I do too. It's always fun to meet new people, other vendors and stuff, and guys that have shows and guys that do their own thing. And not only that, but all the people that come by and stop for you to talk to that. So, all right, we're back. We had to stop there to talk to somebody that came by the booth. But what you were saying about talking to the vendors and stuff, I agree with that. Like, I enjoy getting to talk to them, but I also enjoy getting to just talk to the people that stop by the booth and meet other hunters, and not just trying to get, you know, new subscribers and stuff or sell them something necessarily, but just to talk about hunting with other people. Obviously, we do the podcast. We talk about hunting every week, so we enjoy doing it. But it's fun to have that interaction and be able to talk with other people about it, not just through the podcast, but face-to-face and meet some of the people who have, you know, listened to the podcast before, and then, of course, the new people who are going to listen to it. But we also got stuck by some cops this weekend. And for those of you that might know, we're both firefighters, so we're thinking they did this on purpose.
Right,
and they're
right.
Watching us on a camera somewhere, so they're just taking bets on when we're going to start fighting each other. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. The Thin Blue Line Outdoors, you guys need to check them out. They got a really good YouTube channel, and they're continuing to grow as well. They're up here promoting what they got going on. It's really cool. Their whole mission is pretty cool, getting first responders out in the outdoors and stuff like that. So we're more than happy to be beside these guys for the whole weekend, and it's been a lot of fun. And that's, again, what you were just talking about, meeting the other vendors and stuff. That's what makes it fun.
It does. It makes a show, and you know, talking to people face-to-face, it's always everybody here's like-minded. You know, there's not a bunch of crap going on, and nobody's whining and crying and carrying on and pushing and shoving, and it's a good show, and it's good people here. And you're right on the cops. You know, they are what they are. But. Yeah, we're talking.
No, absolutely not.
No, we're talking about you, not to you.
Listen, I'll do my own podcast.
Do it. Yeah, the non-working detective. Yeah. So
it's been pretty cool like that all last couple of days. So it's been pretty nice.
Yeah, and actually another thing I want to talk about was I had a question of the day yesterday, and I couldn't get anybody to stop talking to the microphone. Everybody was scared to have their voice on the podcast, which is fine. I get it. I don't like listening to myself necessarily, so I understand that. But our question of the day was, you've got two options, A or B. A was 140-inch, 5.5-year-old buck. B was 160-inch, 3.5-year-old deer. Which one are you shooting and why? So I'm throwing you those options. You're taking the 140 mature deer or the 160 younger buck?
Well, I don't think there's a wrong answer,
right?
And you know, we don't get into those bashing conversations. You know, I guess for me, it'd be awful hard to turn down the 160. If you let him go, you always got that chance for him to be 180. You also have that chance for not to ever see him again. Mm-hmm. And I get the mature thing. I've shot some mature deer, and they are tons of fun. They're as fun as you can get, because they're pretty darn smart. They didn't get that old by being stupid. So there's something to be said about either one. I probably lean at the 160 and just for the wall hanger value of it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, I'm guessing anybody that does listen knows I'm going to say the mature buck. And again, like you said, there's no wrong answer, and I'm going to have a really hard time passing a 160-inch, 3.5-year-old, and I'm not even saying I would pass them, but if they're both standing there and I got the option, I'm probably shooting the mature one, just because, like what you're saying, it's such a cat-and-mouse game with those old bucks anyway, and to get the chance at them is, just to have them within bow range is a whole accomplishment in its own, let alone putting an arrow through one. So I think, yeah, I'm taking the – and 140, that's nothing to scoff at either. But I'm taking the 5.5-year-old buck just because they're so hard to find and so hard to get on and kill for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have those 5.5-year-old deer that are that are daylight active, and they just, for some reason, maybe they're in an area that doesn't get hunted that much and they haven't been shot yet, or they haven't been killed yet. They've been shot, but they haven't been. But, yeah, I'm taking the 5.5-year-old deer. And, again, I'm probably not passing the 160-inch 3.5-year-old, depending on where I'm at.
The circumstances, if you're, if they're standing there side by side and you can, and you've got that option, again, if that 140 or that 5.5-year-old is a deer that you've seen for the last 2 or 3 years, yeah, then that may change things. That's maybe like, okay, yeah, that's what I'm going with because that's what I wanted. But if one day is one and one day is the other, probably not passing the 160, unless I'm very familiar with that 5.5-year-old that I've been working on, then obviously he's going to mean more on the wall than the 160, you know.
Yeah, that, like I said, that depends on where I'm hunting too. If I'm over there on 10 acres and a 160-inch deer walks by, I don't care if he's 2.5 or 7.5, I'm probably shooting him.
Right.
If I'm on property where I know there's not a ton of pressure around that is well managed, then I might let that 3.5-year-old deer walk, just because, like you said, by 4.5 he might be 180s, by 5.5 he could be a 200-inch deer. So if you have the luxury of doing that,
or
if you're just like me, prefer to shoot the older deer just for the challenge of it, then you could let him walk and potentially he gets to that size anyway. But yeah, I'm all for the older mature deer. And like I talked to Sean Lundy a few episodes ago, and he was talking about how, you know, the deer he kills, he doesn't have a ton of monsters on the wall, but they've all got a story and they all mean something to him. And I think that's the key there, is not A or B, but the why part.
Right, exactly.
That's what interests me, talking to people who stopped by and answered the question, just, you know, finding out why, what's their line of thinking on it, you know, and kind of picking their brain about what is more important to them as a hunter. And that's the cool thing about it. You get to do it your way, and you don't have to give somebody else, you don't have to justify it to anybody else.
No, absolutely not, and nor should you.
Nope.
And that's not even a, you can have the conversation, and you can even have it and joke each other about it, but to get upset from one way or the other, I think that shows a little immaturity, because, you know, you do you.
Mm-hmm.
You do you. And, you know, when we talk about the show, I do want to say, from my experience, it's the biggest little show that I've been to. And that's absolutely a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, your big shows have everything to offer and vendors out the wazoo, but it also comes with your big, big shows comes trouble with parking, and you got to walk 2 blocks and pay $15, and then you get in here, and then there's just, the aisles are too small because they're cramming in booths everywhere, and you run across people. And this show has all the vendors that you're looking for, pretty much, with that small feel of you. My gosh, you know, we come in this morning, you know, you could park, 100 feet from the door?
Right.
I mean, literally,
yep.
People were parking their parking lot, and they were just walking up to the front door. So
it's got the all the vendors you want, so it's got the big feel to it, but it's also kind of a,
and like as far a as, yeah,
smaller show when you can get to, it's like at Iowa, it's great because there's all the vendors and there's so many people, and as a vendor, that's awesome, but you also miss out on talking with so many people because just the flow runs them through so quick, especially in the main hall there. There's so many people coming through the aisles that it's hard to stop and talk to somebody and have that conversation. Like, we've talked with certain people for 15 minutes at a time. And there's certain shows you can't do that at.
Right. Or, you know, you feel like you're being pushed on or moved on.
Yeah.
Or maybe you see a vendor and you'd like to talk to him, but you don't want to stand in line for 30 minutes to talk to somebody.
Right.
And here, if you can, there's still people here. I think I haven't talked to a vendor yet that's been disappointed whatsoever.
Nope.
Every one of them have been just, you know, yeah, this is more than I thought it would be. And yet, there's not a lot of lines in a lot of places. You can get in, get what you want, and move on to the next guy and talk to a lot of people in a short period of time if that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really good overall. Like I said, we talked about last year's show. It was really good as well. It seemed like Saturday afternoon was a little slower. But so far today, it's slower than it was this morning, but it's still just been pretty steady flow of people. So it's been really cool to, again, I've said it I don't know how many times already, but just to meet all the people that are coming through and stuff. And I'm looking forward to the after party tonight. We hung around for that for a little bit last year. It's going to be earlier this year tonight, and I'm sure it'll be a good time too.
Yeah, I was not here last year, but it's so far it's been a fun show. It's not been boring. It's not been hectic. It doesn't really feel like work, which is good because the cops next door aren't used to working anyhow.
Right.
So, you know. I think they might have heard me on that one. I'm not sure. Hope we don't get a ticket getting out of the parking lot.
It probably will be. We're going to have these guys on at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Yep. After dark. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the after show and all that stuff. And, again, just want to say thanks to everybody that did stop by and talk to us this weekend. And everybody, all the new listeners, really appreciate it. This will probably be the shortest Monday episode that you ever see on the channel just because we don't have something sat down to really talk about. Normally, if I didn't explain it to you, we'll do a full-length episode on Mondays where we'll have guests on or we'll go over something maybe out of North American Whitetail. Me and the guys will talk about it. And then on Fridays, I'll try to get on and do what I call a full draw Friday episode where we talk tips, tactics, and strategies, whether that be property management and food plots or herd management or actually just getting on a deer and how to kill them, how to get on them, how to kill them, how to be smart about your hunting. So you guys got that to look forward to. Again, thanks everybody who has listened and got us to this point, and thanks to all the new listeners as well. We hope you stick around for everything we got coming up this season.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's getting that time.
During the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.